You cannot have missed over the months the feeling that there is a lot of development going on in the Norwich area. This week's paper reflects this. Anglia Square is a perennial problem and new plans for its redevelopment are unfolded. Then there is a lot of opposition to be proposed to New Care Village near Heatherset, whilst there are also planning issues at King Street, the Thickthorn Park and Ride and Stour Grange in Drayton. We'll hear about Anglia Square first. An intricate model offering an insight into the possible future of a Norwich landmark was on show earlier this week. The wooden model has formed part of an ongoing consultation process being carried out by new developer Western Homes, which is looking to redevelop Anglia Square. A pop-up presentation on the plan was held at the site on Sunday, November the 7th, with the Meet Project team. Events held at the Maidshead Hotel on November the 8th and November the 9th. New plans were revealed to the public in September, which showed that a proposed tower had reduced in height to 8 storeys, 60% smaller than the previous proposal. The number of car parking spaces and homes proposed has been cut from 1,500 to just 400, and 1,200 to 1,100 respectively. And the original plans for around 11 square metres, non-residential retail, cinema and office space has also been slimmed down with no cinema and just 4,000 square metres in a new plan. Western Homes has said it is planning on holding 3 rounds of engagements before submitting the plans in 2022.
Plans for a new care village between Heatherset and Wyndham have been met with concern by neighbours. Around 40 people packed into Heatherset Village Hall to hear plans for a new care village on roughly 5.15 hectares of agricultural land across 2 sites, one to the east on New Road and one to the west near Kett's Oak. The residents' comments were unanimously against the plans, with particular concern about flooding, more development in the future and impact on GP services. Tom Pike of Lampro, on behalf of developer Glavan Hill Limited, said they were seeking views ahead of submitting a planning application.
A plug has been pulled on plans to build 20 homes in Norwich after councillors ruled that trees are essential to the area's biodiversity. A plan to convert a listed warehouse into 6 homes and the construction of another 14 has been quashed by councillors, who argued the development could be completed without the felling of 6 lime trees. The site, next to the Wensum Sports Centre in King Street near Rouen Road, has been empty for several years and sits on the city centre conservation area. Ahead of planning meeting, 17 objections were lodged against the plans, while a petition set up by Green Party councillor Ash Haynes attracted 494 signatures. Ms Haynes told the committee, "The trees form an important part of the character of the area, providing significant ecological benefits for an area otherwise lacking in green space." Speaking after the meeting, Green Party councillors Ben Price and Ash Haynes said they were pleased the trees had been saved and it was a reflection in change of national policy. "It's a win for our nature," Mr Price said.
Hundreds of extra spaces could be added to one of Norwich's park and ride sites if a 2.8 million expansion plan gets the go-ahead. If the scheme gets the green light, then it would see 460 extra spaces added to the 726 currently available at the Thickthorn Park and Ride site. And bosses at Norfolk County Council say it would also mean there could be a dedicated park and ride service between Thickthorn and Norwich Research Park. The project would be paid for using a share of the £32 million which the government awarded Greater Norwich from its multi-million pound Transforming Cities pot. The proposed 460 spaces would be made up of 389 standard parking bays, 30 bays for disabled drivers, 10 parent and child bays, 29 standard electric vehicle bays, and 2 disabled vehicle electric bays.
The expansion of a Grade 2 listed building hotel has been given the green light by the Planning Authority. Broadland District Council has granted listed building approval to go alongside planning permission for changes to Stour Grange Hotel in Drayton. The application sought a 2-storey extension to the rear of the existing hotel in School Road with improved on-site parking facilities. Additional bedrooms on the first floor, as well as a meeting room on the ground floor, will be added to the hotel as part of the plans. Changes to the hotel would also include appropriate disabled facilities for the new site. The hotel is registered by Historic England as a Grade 2 listed building, which mostly comprises of an 18th century construction with early material from the 17th century also used on the main frontage.
We now come to our first feature. Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Reserves Officer Robert Morgan describes Norfolk's winter wildlife wonderland. Extracts from his article are read by Rosemary Scott.